I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. trade deficit shrank modestly last year as President Trump imposed double-digit tariffs on imports from most countries. However, the deficit for goods widened 2% to a record $1.24 trillion. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer has study findings on who's borne the brunt of tariffs.
The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute says tariff payments for mid-sized firms tripled over the past year. The report says these businesses may have to raise prices, cut hiring, or accept lower profits. The study adds to other work, including New York Fed research that says U.S. firms and consumers bear most tariff costs. The White House has sharply criticized that claim. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jobless claims fell again last week, and mortgage rates have eased, a 30-year averaging 6.01%. A down day for stocks, the Dow off 0.5%, the S&P and the NASDAQ each down about 0.3%. I'm Ben Thomas.